Welcome back to the Spirit of Haggard. Listeners, we are so excited. We are back again today with another fantastic episode with one of our younger tenured ambulatory veterinarians who works in Haggard Field Care. So Dr. Bradley Kidney is with us today, and we are excited to learn a little bit more about Dr. Kidney and his journey from Indiana to Kentucky and equine veterinary medicine. Dr. Kidney, thank you for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Let's start really at the beginning for our listeners. So tell us a little bit about who you were growing up and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm originally from Texas, but I moved to Indiana right before kindergarten. So Indiana is where I consider home. And I guess for getting to vet medicine, I loved biology in high school. And so I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to do something related to biology. So I went to undergrad at Purdue University in Indiana and majored in biology. I did a summer of research in both turf science and plant genetics. And that just wasn't for me sitting all day. So that summer, I went out to the county fair. I remember going to the county fair and being like, this is kind of where I want to be in life. And I don't know how to relate this to a career. And vet med was how I figured out eventually was how I could get there, how get more of an agricultural rural life.
Wow, that's fascinating. And so I know that it inspires others. You know, there are students that are like, oh, they landed at the county fair. And I even saw on your bio that you spent some time at the Indiana State Fair and did some work there.
Yeah, for several years in vet school, actually, I was in charge of the drug testing for the swine barn.
For the pork show. So
yeah.
Did you buy any of the pigs from the kids to stock your freezer?
No. They went for big money.
Yes, they do tend to, especially at the Indiana State Fair. That's a state fair I've been to before, and it's a pretty impressive show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So you made the decision to pursue veterinary medicine. So you went from undergrad at Purdue on to Purdue Vet School. And did you know when you went, you were going to be an equine veterinarian?
I never had any horse experience before vet school or before undergrad.
Okay.
When I decided I wanted to be a veterinarian, I was leaning towards being an equine veterinarian, but I didn't grow up riding. My sister and I were always begging to be a part of 4-H, but it was never feasible. Trying to get to that lifestyle was always my driving goal, I think. Yeah, I went to vet school wanting to be an equine veterinarian, but I didn't ever really think it would be possible.
Because you didn't have the horse experience?
Yeah. So when I decided I wanted to be a veterinarian, I started working in a boarding facility back home.
Okay.
And working at Indiana Grand with veterinarians there.
Okay. At the racetrack.
Yeah. So yeah, then I went to vet school. I think I wanted to be an equine veterinarian, but I think that in the back of my mind, I never thought it was still, didn't think it was possible even in vet school. I was like, nah, it won't happen. But yeah, here I am.
Here you are.
Love every minute of it.
It's truly fantastic that I think you continued to pursue that you didn't grow up as the horse crazy kid, you know, you could have been, but just didn't have that opportunity. And I think that's important to be able to share. And what I really hear in that, Dr. Kidney, is that you pursued really practical experiences with jobs and even kind of internships in trying to get to a boarding stable, for instance, and get to the racetrack. And I get that question a lot, whether, oh, should I go and work for or volunteer for a vet clinic? That's not necessarily the first set of skills you need to pursue, but it's those horse handling skills and the basic husbandry of being around horses. And I think that would be what kind of comes from boarding stable and racetrack experience versus maybe just riding with a veterinarian.
Yeah, I think that people who don't grow up with horses can bring a lot to our industry, bringing in new ideas that they weren't raised with. But I think that you do have to go get that experience and get those skills
Yeah.
That these other people who did grow up with horses just have naturally their whole life they've grown up with.
Right.
You know? So yeah, you do have to go get those. And I think when you go with veterinarian, yeah, how you're saying when you go with veterinarians, you might not get those handling skills, but when you go work in the boarding facilities, when you go to all these different places, you can get those skills. And those are really important to have.
Yeah.
As a veterinarian, you might not be doing those handlings, but you need to be able to tell the other people how to handle something safely to keep everybody else safe.
Right. Yeah. Really important skills to have. Okay. So you've graduated vet school at Purdue. What's next? Where'd you go?
Yeah. So I did several externships here at Hagard.
Okay.
During vet school, and I loved every minute of it. And I would spend every night on Zillow looking at houses, how I could afford to buy my piece of the bluegrass. Yeah, so I never in a million years thought I would be able to get accepted to an internship here, but I applied because I loved it. And yeah, I remember sitting on the anesthesia mat my fourth year, and Dr. Martinez called me and said, "You're in." And I was ecstatic.
That is so awesome. But how did you fall in love from Indiana, from Purdue? How did you decide on Central Kentucky and Hagard?
Yeah, from Indiana, we were really close. So We came down here a lot as an equine club.
Okay.
The club would come down here. I came to Rolex all 4 years of vet school, and Hagard would always have us over here and have little meetings and talk about the internship. And I remember going to meetings and seeing the doctors and how they were all great friends. And it was just a great atmosphere.
Right.
And I was just like, I want to be a part of that. And yeah, here we are.
And you were tenacious and intentional in your pursuit, and here you are. So when I, you know, we talk about that, a lot of times we talk about those leaders, those mentors along the way. Tell us a little bit about the influencers for you and what mentorship has looked like in your journey thus far.
Yeah, I think our mentorship program here at Hagard is fantastic. My interim year in 2019 was the last year where we just had one official mentor. So I had Dr. Shalness.
Okay.
So I would meet him once the season started. I would meet him every single day and palp at the same farm with him. And he was my really official mentor. But then I had 3 to 4 other people who were my not official mentors.
Right.
Assigned to me, but just other doctors that I clicked with. And yeah, really still call those people every day, sometimes multiple times a day with
questions. Yeah. And that's really important. And do you feel like, I mean, so now you said you started at Hagard in what year?
2019.
So you're really kind of bouncing on that first 5 years of practice, right? And I tend to point that out to our listeners because we all know and we hear the statistics that at this point in the equine industry, we are really seeing a lot of attrition and equine veterinarians that we are losing somewhere around that first 5 years as they look around and maybe decide they want to pursue something different. They want to move over to companion animal medicine. You know, have you had any of those experiences that would say to you, I think I'm going to look at other things to do?
No, I've truly loved every minute of being an equine veterinarian here in Kentucky. I always look back at Dr. Shaunis, my main mentor. One time, I remember calling him for probably the third or fourth time one day. And I was like, I'm really sorry to bother you again. He was like, oh, no, it's fine. You'll be calling me for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that he understood that, like, you're always learning. You're never really done.
Yes.
You always can find out more information.
Right.
So, yeah, I really appreciated him understanding that.
Yeah, the phone a friend network, You know, and how that evolved.
Yeah, it's huge here. You know, we have like 30 other doctors and how many 10, 15 specialists that I can call at any time.
Yes. And you've learned that along the way. So rocking and rolling then through your first few years of practice, what was that first year like? You said you came here for an internship. So walk us through that experience.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know. I here at Hagard, you kind of have 3 months where you are, they kind of hold your hand. And I would really appreciated that, you know, where I didn't feel ready to, and I don't know if you ever feel truly ready, but for that, like coming right out of school, I didn't feel ready to just be thrown out there. So for the first 3 months, you ride around with the other doctors and you're in their cars and you're talking to them all day long and seeing their cases and how they do it. So I remember you really, it's a year of huge growth. The first 3 months of handholding, really, I really appreciated that. And then you get quote unquote released and around October after the September sales.
Okay.
And then you're kind of released out there and you, but you always have, again, your huge network of veterinarians to call.
Yeah.
And help you out with anything.
Let's pause for just a minute to hear from our friends at ByMeta, our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor.
ByMeta might just be the largest animal health company you have never heard of until now. ByMeta Animal Health's equine products have been trusted by veterinarians and horse owners since the 1960s, where our Irish roots began. ByMeta is one of the largest producers of dewormers for horses like Equimax, Bimectin, Duramectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes rely on polyglycan, a patented formula designed to replace lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence Eq 1% pheromone gel that reduces and prevents equine stress, to name a few of our branded products. We encourage you to consult with your equine veterinarian before using any equine products for your horse. Also, please visit buymetaus.com to learn more about our full product offerings and where you can buy them.
What did that first day of release feel like? You were by yourself. You didn't have a technician with you, right? You are by yourself making calls. Tell me about
it. It's a little scary, but I mean, you get through it and you're not going to hurt anything. So you'll be fine. they're not going to send you to anything that they don't think you can handle.
Right.
So,
yeah, that is awesome. And so then you have now gone through that first year and you're experiencing the seasonality of Central Kentucky and being a field care veterinarian at Haggard. Talk to us about your first 6 months of the year. What is your role and what are you doing through breeding and foaling season?
So breeding and foaling season is pretty busy around here. And I usually start, every year has been different for me from my intern year to this year. So if the other doctors have already been through a farm and that farm finds something else that needs to be looked at, you go back and you look at that.
Okay.
So you kind of do the cleanup.
Yes.
So that's your early years. And I've kind of progressed. This year was kind of my first year being more of having an actual route. I started every single morning at the same farm and I went through and sometimes I did go back, but I did more of a route.
Okay.
Really appreciated. It made my day seem more whole. And when I got up in the morning, I knew what I was going to do.
Yes.
Instead of at the beginning, you're kind of, you wake up and you don't have anything on your schedule until something shows up.
Right. I think that's important to point out. And so that for you is year five. So really kind of like your fifth season, you're saying, okay, now I have my own route. And are you still riding primarily this season? Were you by yourself or do you have a technician?
This is my first year with a technician as
okay.
well.
Okay. How did that change?
Oh, it was massive. For the first couple of days, I was like, I don't know. This is just weird. You know, I wasn't used to being by myself and I call my parents all the time and call my wife all the time.
Yeah.
And with the rider and I was like, this is just kind of weird. And then after 2 weeks, it was life changing. taking over all my billing, taking over. We have a really good system of we get out of the car. She knows what she needs to do and I know what I need to do. And we can do everything in half the time.
Yes.
Just super efficient. It has been amazing.
So do you still call your parents and your wife?
No, I call them less.
So you call them less. And I always ask this question. Does your rider drive or do you drive?
No, I love driving.
Okay.
I drive.
You drive.
She texts and does all the computer stuff.
Okay. The system is a little different for everyone, but and it's fun. We laugh about it, but our listeners they're so responsive to these stories because it's just giving them the reality of what equine veterinary medicine looks like. So I think those are kind of the fun things. So what else then? We've got through, you know, breeding and foaling season. What does the second half of your year look like?
Yeah, it really slows down quite a bit. We move more from the foals and the broodmares to focusing more on the yearlings.
And you just, if I'm not mistaken, just recently got married.
Yeah, that's huge. That she actually, I met her on a farm here.
Okay.
My second month, not even like 30 days into my internship, I met her. And yeah, it's huge that she definitely understands the seasonality of it.
Right.
Understands that, yeah, you won't see me as much during the season, but then during the off season, I'm home all the time. And yeah.
Right. And you can kind of be there. You've been here 5 years. There's a really dynamic group of you that are in kind of these early years. So what are some of the other things that you do here at the clinic to remain really tight with your colleagues?
One thing we do is we have a little text message group between all the younger associates from like maybe 8 years, have been here for 8 years or less.
Okay.
On a text message, and we're always sending each other memes and crazy funny stories. And yeah, anything that happened yesterday, I got a huge nail in my tire. Oh. And I sent it to everybody and was like, why does this always happen? You know?
Right.
And then other things that I do around here are I run the Haggard yearly March Madness bracket tournament. I took over that my second year here.
And you mean this group of UK fans, yeah, let the Purdue grad take over March Madness?
And I always put I sign every single email, boiler up, bang. They just have to take it. So I've never gotten any blowback on it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So you took that over your second year and.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Everybody seems to really enjoy it. Our first year, we had maybe 75. Participants, and then last year we had like 200
people
join it, and we opened it up to all the farms as well. And so yeah, it's a lot of fun,
I'd say.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other things that some of your colleagues are doing that you enjoy most about being part of Haggard?
One, we do a lot of food trucks. I love the food trucks that we do. I forgot about those.
I do also. I love the food trucks.
Everyone's always like, oh, do you get lunch? I schedule my day around lunch. I make sure we get lunch every day.
Good for you.
Whenever there's a food truck, it's on my schedule and I'm making sure we come back here.
So the camaraderie, the building of community, and just you all knowing each other, because you're going hard. That's kind of the nature of the game, right?
Yeah.
And so the importance of spending time with the folks that you're working with. Now, in addition to the other veterinarians that you're working with, there's a pretty strong support staff here at Haggard. So talk to us about who you rely on and what makes your day go more efficiently and what makes it all work.
Yeah, there are tons of people here that I rely on every single day. The girls up in the ETA.
Tell us what ETA is.
ETA is a department that runs our exports. And so they write up our coggins. They keep our schedules of all our export courses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is huge. Label all our tubes and just everything. And then also dispatch, screening phone calls, screening emergencies. Working on our schedules, irreplaceable what they do for us for sure. And then everybody in pharmacy that helps us keep our trucks stocked, helps us get the medications that we need to take care of the horses. And then last, I would say, I think the most important person in the whole clinic is in the garage. Helps us clean all our tubes.
Yeah.
Keeps the garage stocked of all the things that we don't get from pharmacy. And
yes. Let's take a quick break to recognize our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor, Bimeda.
Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s when our Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid in Confidence X pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit BuyMetaUS.com to see where to buy.
What advice would you give to students who have an interest in veterinary medicine, have an interest in equine veterinary medicine? Talk to our students.
Yeah. I think one of the big things that has helped me have success is I came to this internship and still to this day in my associate position, just don't say no to things. I am a big yes man. And if I can fit it in, I'll do it. If I can fit it in at 8 p.m. and you're okay with me coming at 8 p.m., I say yes and yeah. I'll be there. I think that has been huge, and I have definitely gained a lot of clients and gained a lot of knowledge at things that I've done at 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge. And you can apply that to before you're a veterinarian as well, to being an undergrad and saying yes to any opportunities you have to work with veterinarians, to work with animals in general.
Right. And do the things.
Yeah.
And so what does the future look like for equine veterinary medicine? I think we're in a place now where there's some hesitancy and uncertainty because we have a crisis in regards to having a bit of a shortage of equine veterinarians. We are pumping a lot of effort into our technicians, certainly, and continuing to upskill them and get them paid and recognized for all that they contribute. What does the future look like for our students that are entering vet school and then coming our way?
Yeah. I think here in Central Kentucky, especially, we're going to keep seeing a not college level specialization, but a specialization of or continued specialization of our individual veterinarians, where we do these 10 things and we do these 10 things very, very well.
Okay.
And if you have an issue with your horse outside of that we're going to refer you to one of our other colleagues, and yeah, they're going to do that thing very, very well.
Okay.
That's where I really have seen it go over the, or yeah, how I've come to understand where it's going.
Yeah.
In the last couple.
And then with your colleagues also, we're changing work schedules and things like that. So how has that affected you, and where do you see those changes that are occurring and will occur?
Here at Hagard, I think we've been pretty progressive on our trying to find a way to have a better work-life balance in equine veterinary medicine. We have, last year we did a trial run of every once a week, you got one night off a week, and it okay. was kind of a rotating day throughout the week. And then this year we went to everybody. We only had half the doctors on every night. So you had a week on and a week off.
Okay.
And that was huge, to be able to go home and know you weren't going to have to leave again. And then adding our, you guys have had a podcast about it, but adding our emergency services.
Yeah.
So adding a doctor who is only on at nighttime to help take that load off of us has been massive.
Yeah. And that's really new. So for our listeners, if they haven't gone back and listened, you know, to some of our episodes, we did an episode specifically on the emergency services and, you know, kind of that new service. So to your point, those are things that continue to evolve, and those changes and evolutions are coming because of your voice, right? The voice of you, the voice of your colleagues, and we are listening, and we want to make sure that if there are students who are interested in pursuing these careers, I get frustrated by some of the negativity that they're faced with when they're being told, don't go equine because, you know, it doesn't pay enough and you work too many hours and, you know, your life will suck. And I think that's not the truth.
Yeah, I definitely heard those voices through undergrad even and through vet school, not to do it. And it really saddened me when I heard it from veterinarians that they were like, oh, don't do this. It's terrible. But I have really, like I said, loved every minute of being here. And I love vet school. And yeah, it's been a blast.
Yes, your joy is palpable. So I love how much energy you bring to that, because that's exactly why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, this was Dr. Rathgeber's kind of brainchild and her baby, to say there are really positive stories to be told. And whatever frustrations there may be, we are part of the solution. What's your favorite part of what you do?
That's a hard question. I really love the foals. Every season, their first foal that's born, I'm like, oh yeah, you know what a foal looks like. It's a foal. And then every year, the first couple, you're like, oh my gosh, it's so small. Like, what? I forgot they were so tiny.
Right.
But I really think my most favorite thing is my clients and these personal relationships that I have with them. I love that I go to see these clients every single day, and they are genuinely my friends. I really enjoy getting to see them every day, and the relationships that we have built, and getting to share taking care of these horses with them too.
Yeah. Was that intimidating at the beginning?
Yeah, I think it takes me a while to get comfortable in situations, but I think once I got comfortable with my standing as a veterinarian and my being in a truck and being at all these farms, once you get comfortable with that and you open up, it's really, yeah, the people here are great. I love all my clients, and getting to see them every day has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. On the flip side of that, Dr. Kidney, what is your least favorite part of equine veterinary medicine?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Probably smelling like manure every day. Galvin mares all day, you know, my schedule always went, I would go to my foal farms first and take care of the foals first thing in the morning. And then after that, I would head to my smaller mare farms that I was doing the mares work. So I would always out mares right before lunch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're always eating a cheeseburger and you're like, oh, just don't smell your hands. Like you use your hand sanitizer. It didn't help. It still stinks. Like it'll be
right. you just get over that.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. Because when I was in college, I milked morning milking.
Oh, yeah.
And so I could never make an 8 o'clock class. So my first class was 9:15 because we were milking, you know, at 4:30, and I wasn't done until then. So I would go straight to a 9:15 class. And I remember the semester that I was not in an ag class. It's one thing if you're in an ag class and you smell like a cow. It's another thing when you're in chemistry with a bunch of non-ag students and they're like, she smells really bad.
Yeah. My wife always talks about how her dream is when we get a house to have a shower right inside the door in the little mud room entryway. And then you can just come right in, take all your clothes off, shower, have new fresh clothes there, and you're good to go.
Right. Shower in, shower out.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you, but.
That's perfect.
Yes. What else then do you have in your tenure now, a favorite day, a favorite memory, or a favorite case? Give us a story that like pops to your mind.
Yeah, I have a super unique thing that I think I got to do that doesn't happen very many other places, was I got to go with Dr. Shaba when I was an intern to Louisville and load horses onto a plane that then got flown over to Ireland. I sadly didn't get on the plane and fly to Ireland with them. But I had a blast just seeing these like six or seven semis just full of horses come over. We lined them all up. We connected all the semis through the middle, and they walked all the horses over to these boxes, and we put them in boxes and then put them on this big elevator basically and lifted them up and put them in this plane. And it was just like the craziest thing. I was just like, who else gets to see this?
You know? Yes.
So nuts.
It is really fascinating. So do you have aspirations to be one of those veterinarians on that plane one of these days?
Yeah, I'm always telling ETA, if there's anyone that needs a vet on a plane, I'm there.
You're there. You've got your hand up. You're ready and waiting. What else would you share, Dr. Kidney, as we finish up with our listeners about come visit us, pursue this? If you have an interest, what would you tell them?
Yeah, no, I think anybody can come here. We have people from all different horse skill levels and horse experience levels come here. And we can teach anybody something. You're always looking to learn. I love having the externs in my truck with me. Back when I didn't have a rider, it was a day that I didn't have to sit there by myself and listen to music all day. So you get to talk with them. And I love any bit of teaching that we can do for them, trying to figure out what level they are in school and trying to explain something at their level. I love doing that.
Okay.
Really enjoy.
Yeah. So come visit.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Kidney, I can't thank you enough. I think that, again, just for our listeners to hear your story and to be able to share that you pursued this with little to no previous horse experience. You are now a thriving equine veterinarian in Central Kentucky working with the Haggard team. And you recommend, you know, this pursuit of a career to anyone who has these interests and aspirations. So thank you for spending time with us today and being a part of the show. With that, if you want to visit, if you have interest in seeing and learning more about the Haggard team and all that is done here, please go visit www.haggard.com and you can reach out to really anyone here and schedule yourself to come for a visit, a short visit, a long visit. You know, their internship and externship programs. So please reach out. I am your host, Jody Lynch Findley, and you can find me at www.jodyspeakslife.com. That's J-O-D-I, speakslife.com. I am a speaker, a podcaster, and a coach for those of you who are interested in pursuing these careers. And with that, we will close this episode of The Spirit of Haggard. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Cheers to The Spirit of Haggard.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spirit of Haggard podcast today, sponsored by Bimeda. I'm your host, Jody Lynch Findley, speaker and podcaster. You can connect with me at jodyspeakslife.com.